This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Do not forget, if you missed even a single second of the show, you'll die. You need to go to iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes and download the podcast of it. Then you won't die. Did you hear Joy Behar on The View? I will tell you something. This isn't my thought. I forget whose it was. I was talking to somebody and they told me this, so now I'm going to take credit for it as if it's my own, but it's 100% true. There's a thing about communists. Many of them, even when they're presented with facts, with things they can't possibly deny about how wrong they are about things, they will still deny it. And they will still deny it in some level, out of self-preservation. And this is what I mean. You know, let's use this. Let's do an analogy here. What if I was raised, let's say my parents were a couple of workout freaks. Like, they worked out, don't get me wrong. But let's say they were bodybuilders, workout freaks, right? And my parents raised me to believe protein is everything. You always have to have protein, 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 protein. And you do, by the way. But anyway, set that aside. But so from an early age, if I was having breakfast, hey, where am I getting my protein? Lunch, protein. Hey, did I get enough protein today before I go to sleep at night? Protein, protein. That becomes my life. Every single meal, year after year after year, day after day, it's protein, 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 protein. And then one day, here I am, 42 years old. I've lived that life. Protein life. I find out. Let's say there's some doctor I actually trust, which there aren't many of those, but let's say there's some doctor I actually trust, did some digging into it. He did some study, and he found out that protein kills you and has no nutritional value whatsoever. Except, pause on that for a moment. Let's look back on my 42 years. You're telling me my parents lied to me my whole life? You're telling me all that time preparing meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, seeking out specific things on the menu, all that was for nothing. In fact, it was all harmful. How hard would it be to accept that? Like, remember what we were just talking about last hour? We were talking about the guy who had served his country, Border Patrol, military, everything else. And now he's struggling with what many veterans are struggling with right now. My country's a disaster. It wasn't worth it. Now, why do they say that? Why is that pain there? because they put their heart and soul into something, and then it's just they're finding out maybe it wasn't what they thought it was. And that is such a hard thing to digest. Veterans are killing themselves over that. It's a huge problem. Now, back to what we were talking about the commies. You can hold whatever facts you want up to these people. But the truth is, even if they deep down know the fact you just cited to them is correct, they can't acknowledge it, because in the acknowledgement of it, they would then have to acknowledge that virtually everything they believe is a lie and who they are is a lie. Listen to Joy Behar here. You're going to laugh and mock her. But honestly, this is a human being. Communism is so woven into who she is. She'll say things like this without skipping a beat.
What's happening with these anti-vax people? You know, I said this the other day. I have been boosted and boosted and boosted. So I got it COVID. It does not prevent you from getting COVID, but you don't die from it.
Right.
And yet you have people like this Robert Kennedy Jr. who's going out there.
I got boosted and boosted and boosted. And yeah, I mean, I got COVID, but I didn't die. How broken are they? I've told you this story before. I'll tell you again real quick before we move on to other things. We're going to get into this illegal stuff and what it's going to mean for poor people. But a New York acquaintance, I wouldn't call him a friend, but a New York City acquaintance of mine, we were talking. And this is a human being who's in the city every day. And me and some buddies who are friends were talking with him, and they were ranting and raving about how bad it's gotten in the city, how dirty it is, the homelessness, and you can set the crime. It's more dangerous, and you can feel it. And I love New York City, but you can feel it when you go through there. And I'm not even a native. I feel it. I can see a difference. It gets worse every time I go back. He, the Democrat in the group, the acquaintance in the group, he was totally dumbfounded or acted dumbfounded about what they were talking about. He even said, I remember it because he's talking to all of them. He said, where are you guys seeing all this homelessness and dirtiness? I don't see any of this. And they just about fell out of their chairs. So what do you mean you don't see it? It's everywhere. What are you talking about? And he just stayed with that. Man, I don't see anything. It all seems fine. I forget where he said he was. And it was fine. I just don't see that. Why? I mean, he has eyes. His eyes work just fine. Why? Because to acknowledge the state of the city is to acknowledge his role in the state of the city. It's to acknowledge that the way he votes has caused the suffering and misery and poverty all around him, that he's at fault. And he needs to change his ways. He needs to change not just how he votes. That's in his being. It's woven into him. He needs to undo himself. And for that guy, that's just too much. And for most people, that's human nature. It's too much. It's too far. They can't do it. All right, move on. Let's focus on honestly, the majorly important things.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandido, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 oh, I am the Frito Bandido. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandido, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
That's the important things. All right. Now, 6 million illegals. Jesse, where are 6 million illegals going to live? Think what this is going to do to rental states. This will affect mostly the lowest paid among the citizens. Well, this is, again, I hate to keep coming back to it, but it is so similar to what happened when the Roman Republic fell and it became an empire. A huge part of why the Republic fell was the elites were flooding their country with people who didn't belong there, mostly slaves, and they were crushing the actual Roman citizens. It destroys a civilization, and the most horrible thing about it is the elites never have to live with it. They never have to endure it. Remember, what was it? Ron DeSantis? Was it Ron DeSantis who sent him to Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard? I think it was Martha's Vineyard. It was Martha's Vineyard. He sent, I think it was like 45 illegals from Florida up to Martha's Vineyard. They had those people gone within 48 hours. Within 48 hours, they were all on a bus. Hey, we love you guys. Thanks for coming here. Anyway, see ya. You need to go now. They can't live with these people, so it's always the poor people who suffer. It's the poor people who suffer the most from all this. And the sad part is, that's part of why they do it. They know poor people don't have the power, don't have the political power, don't have the political capital, and so they know they can just destroy these communities, just flood already poor communities with illegals. Nobody in power gets affected. None of these people were in there. Jesse, coats and jackets is the subject line. She said, is it cold in your studio? Okay. Sometimes I forget that people actually watch me do the radio show. You know they simulcast the show, right? Meaning you can watch me do the radio show. It's on the First TV. Just go to the First TV and you'll find a simulcast of the show. That's one. Two, you may find that I'm wearing a turtleneck today when you tune in. You should understand that's just part of being European, all right? Don't shake your head, Michael. It's part of being a European, like I half am now. That's one. The other thing, is it cold in the studio? We don't have... We're very, very blessed here. They built us our own studio, and it's wonderful. So I don't want to complain, really. But you should understand, I think maybe when people hear the show, it's this big national show now, which is totally hilarious to us. The show's huge now. It's this big national show, and it's popular, and it's going all that. All that stuff's great, right? So I think when people listen, maybe you're in your car right now or kitchen, wherever you are, you probably picture, at least I would picture, a really pretty fancy setup we have here. I bet it's all rich mahogany. I bet it's a 50-year-old scotch in the kitchen and things like that. No, it's pretty run down around here. It's pretty run down. And part of being pretty run down is the AC's broken. Broken as in it's 45 degrees here and the AC's stuck on high. So it's about 45 degrees in the studio. So yes, I'm bundled up. All right, let's get to another email. Jay Meets. I live in the Dallas area. There's a pregnancy clinic in the Metroplex I've been involved with called Thrive. I've donated them. My aunt volunteered. They sent out a quarterly publication that shows what they've been up to. The publication they just sent out at the end of 2023 gives an overview of the accomplishments and blessings from the year. And one of the blessings was a section about how Preborn generously donated 4 brand new sonogram machines to the clinic. I just thought you and your fellow listeners would like to hear that donations to Preborn are going to great use. Keep up the fighting. Keep up the good work. P.S. I recently finished the Anti-Communist Manifesto, available at jessekellybook.com. She says there are 3 typos, but I'm not going to tell you where they are. That's not very nice. Says I can use her name. Her name is Heather. When you give to Preborn, it saves lives. I can't put it any simpler than that. $28 buys an ultrasound machine, or buys an ultrasound for somebody. $5,000 pays for the entire network for 24 hours. 200 lives walking the planet because of you. All tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. Go save a life tonight. Sponsored by Preborn.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, you can still email your questions. We still have tons of show left. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you missed the Alana Goodman interview from last hour, plus all my witty brilliance, all that's available on podcast form. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Let's get back to the questions. Dear World Traveler, who sometimes fills in as a radio host. That's not very nice. I've lived in Ohio all my life, and in a few weeks, I moved to South Carolina to pursue trade school. Good for you, my man. As someone who has moved a lot, how did you integrate yourself into the community and find new friends? I'm very much an introvert, and I don't want to fall into the same routine of just working out, and then going home. Any suggestions would be appreciated. I love the show. You can say my name. His name is Jacob. He said, P.S. Any suggestions that might also help me find a dime would be a bonus. Kill two birds with one stone. Okay, let's deal with the making friends thing when you move to a new area. Have I ever told you about my move when I was in the fifth grade? Okay, so we were, you know, I come from a construction family. My dad did construction. His dad did construction before him. This is what we did. And I was born in Ohio, and that's what we did, construction. When I was 10 years old, I was in the fifth grade, my old man decided he wanted to go do construction somewhere else. He'd always dreamt of living out west where the air is cleaner, and he wanted to go hunt game and do all kinds of stuff. So my folks threw me and my sister in the car, and we took a bunch of road trips out west. You know, this is pre-smartphone days, so it's nothing but playing car games and license plate games and stuff like that. But we would drive out and back and forth out west looking for work. He's just looking for work. Ends up finding a job in Bozeman, Montana as a construction superintendent. Okay, good deal. We move out to Montana. We don't have a lot of money, so we're living in a ski cabin at the time. But I begin fifth grade. Now, Ohio was obviously the only place I had ever lived, and we weren't in some major metropolitan area. It was all small schools and stuff. But you know everybody, right? From the age I got to school to the age of 10, I know everyone in school. Everyone knows me. It's all good. And you're popular. You know all these people. Everyone really is. It's all friends. It's all people you live around, work around. Hey, he works at the plant. He does this and that. And that's what I was used to. Hey, I'm popular. Hey, I'm the skinny, funny guy. Ha, ha, ha. And we moved to Montana. And I get there a couple months into the school year, if I remember right. And almost the first day, I believe it might have been the first day, they send you out to recess in Montana. At least they used to, no matter what the weather was. So it was frigid cold. We were standing in line going out to recess. We were outside. And some dude just turns around in front of me, challenges me to a fight. Boom, sock him right in the face. He socks me back, and we're fighting right there. Okay, well, that was a rough first day. Next day, fighting. Next day, fighting. Getting made fun of, fighting. Someone makes fun of you, pop him in the jaw, fighting, fighting every single day. Come home, I mean, I'm in the fifth grade. You know, I don't want to talk about it. Guys get like that. It's hard to get, especially young men, to open up whenever you're having trouble like that. I go to my room and cry sometimes. I had just gone from being the belle of the ball to being Mr. On the Outs. I'm the dork everyone's trying to pick on. I'm having to fight my way through school. My knuckles hurt. I got black eyes. I'm fighting every friggin' day. It's friggin' horrible. Eventually, that ended up being a good year for me, because when you go through things like that, they're horrible, but they're good for you in the end. In the same way, you know, you would, maybe you've gone to boot camp or you've sent your child off to boot camp. A boot camp is not pleasant. It's not supposed to be. At least Marine Corps boot camp isn't. It's not pleasant. It's horrible. But in the end, you're better than you were when you went in. Moving to new places, especially for introverts, but for most people, it's difficult. How do you meet somebody? What do you do? Especially in this day and age when it's easy to just go home and get on your phone and you don't have to talk to anybody. You just sit there on your phone. So let me give you, men and women, give you a helpful little tidbit if you're moving and you want to find something. Find yourself some sort of a grappling gym or a Muay Thai kickboxing gym or a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gym of some kind. Don't worry. I've never done it before. Jesse, I'm a 50-year-old woman. Jesse, I'm a 60-year-old man. Jesse, I'm fat. Jesse, I'm... Doesn't matter. You find one and you go there. You will find other people just like you, I promise. You will find kindred spirits. You will get to know them. You will find yourself on a Friday night hanging out with them. You're grabbing a beer and some chicken wings. That is the best way to get to know some people there, and then you'll meet their friends, and then that's how it blossoms. Introverts, go to one. Don't be scared. It's intimidating the first time. You'll be hooked after a couple times, all right? As far as meeting the dime goes, well, get your butt to church. All right, let's talk about Gestapo and Trump. Someone's mad at DeSantis supporters. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What is this song, Michael? This is awful. I know it's Phil Collins' Mama. That was awful. I'm a big Phil Collins fan. That's bad. That's a bad song. Anyway, it's the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. All right, let's dig into the Ask Dr. Jesse Friday questions all over the place. Jesse, something I've seen discussed recently is that DeSantis supporters are particularly nasty people. And honestly, I've seen that a lot myself. Obviously, there's the old trope of calling Trump supporters cultists. What greatly disturbs me are the views I see from them on major issues. There was no election fraud. Trump is just an awful candidate. January Sixers are not political prisoners and get what they deserve for their actions. Trump is a criminal and is guilty of these prosecutions against him. Removing Trump from the ballots is the leftist's attempt to help Trump beat DeSantis. These aren't just the views of influencers, but what I've seen from many average DeSantis supporters. How can I possibly ever see these people with these views as being on my side? All right. Let me explain this. And we talked about this before. Let me talk about this again. We're in the middle of a primary right now. I know. Breaking news. It's Journalist Jesse.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's a primary going on right now. Anyway, we're in a primary right now. And what happens in a primary is all the people who are normally together on the same team, they divide. It's division time. Not only do they divide, it's not just that they separate. They separate, they put on the boxing gloves, and they beat the crap out of each other. This is always an uncomfortable time. What's more uncomfortable than watching a married couple fight with each other? Is it not the most cringe-inducing thing? It's awful. It's awful. So that's what's happening right now in a primary. Now, I warned everybody, you'll remember, I warned everybody, support who you want. As long as you have good reasons, your vote is the only power you have. You support and vote for who you want. You've never once heard me tell you who to vote for, have you? Because I haven't done it. If you're a Trump person, you ride or die with Trump. and you blast whoever you don't like, whoever you're against. Blast Ron DeSantis if you're a Trump supporter. If you're a Ron DeSantis supporter, you ride or die with Ron DeSantis and you give it to Trump both barrels. But what I cautioned everybody on and what I'll continue to caution everyone on is blasting the supporters of the other candidate. This is a trap people fall into every single time. And the reason I say that is not because I'm trying to keep the peace. It's a primary. Have a big old mud fight. I don't give a crap. The problem is, as soon as the primary's over, and I know it doesn't feel like this right now, when you're in the middle of a primary, it never feels like this. But once the primary's over, we're all going to kind of have to walk back into that living room together, sit down on the same couch, have family game night, talk with each other again. We're going to have to get past this once it's over. When you start giving it to other candidates' supporters, you can and will make that conversation after the primary is over very difficult to have sometimes. Now, as far as are DeSantis supporters nasty? Well, we've talked about this before. Here's the honest truth, and this is going to offend every single person listening. I promise you, you're going to be offended by what I'm about to say, and I don't give a crap because it's true. Every single fan base, no matter what, whether they're political fans, sports fans, Taylor Swift fans, I don't care. Every single fan base has a certain percentage, call it the bottom 5, bottom 10%, that are the most passionate fans about whatever that is. And the most passionate fans, don't get me wrong, they have value. The true believer has value. However, the true believer is almost universally nasty and looked upon as a very mean, nasty human being by the rest of the people in the population. As soon as you become a man fan, a fan of a man, as soon as you become a man worshiper, you get nasty. And this applies to Trump fans, DeSantis fans, Taylor Swift fans, Penn State fans, Patriot fans, Yankee fans, you name it. The bottom 5, bottom 10%, the most hardcores, the true worshipers of men. I'm not talking about someone who just likes Trump and they're voting for him because of his policies, or like DeSantis and they're voting for him because of his policies. I'm talking about the guy, only DeSantis can save America. Oh, it's Trump or die. That human being is going to end up being a jerk. And you know why you're going to end up being a jerk if you turn out that way? Here's why. You have taken your faith and you have placed that faith into a flawed thing, because we're all flawed. Everybody. You, me, Trump, DeSantis, everybody. Everybody has flaws, bad things about them. But once I stop being just someone who's maybe a supporter, a voter, once I start being a fan, I got your t-shirt on and your bumper stickers and woo! Once I become that, then what I will do is I will get nasty with the people who don't worship like I worship. It's very much a religious thing. That's why if you're a Trump supporter, you probably have had some negative experiences with DeSantis fans. If you're a DeSantis supporter, you've had some negative experiences with Trump fans. What I've tried to explain is what I'll explain one more time. Just because you run into a Trump fan or a DeSantis fan who's mean to you and he calls you a cultist or he calls you a sellout or a rhino or all these other things, is that person an ignorant turd? Yep, 100%. That person is an ignorant, man-worshipping turd. Yep, cut them off. That doesn't mean it's all of them. I know you think what I'm about to say is crazy. I know you do. But once this primary is over, and it will be over before too long. Remember, the 15th are the Iowa caucuses, Super Tuesdays, early March, first Tuesday in March. Remember, this thing's it's winding down. I know it feels like it hasn't gotten started yet. It's only a couple months long. It's over. Once it's over, you DeSantis fans, you Trump fans, you're going to be together again. You are. It doesn't feel like it when you're in the heat of the moment, in the heat of the primary, but you are. I don't have a better way to put it than that. I promise you. And look, this applies beyond politics. Like I said, go. You have social media. I'm not encouraging you to get it if you don't have it. You have social media. Who's the most popular singer in the world, Michael? I said Taylor Swift. Is that Taylor Swift? Okay, Taylor Swift. Ariana Grande. Okay, we'll use Ariana Grande just because her name sounds more like my native tongue.
Buenos really. Tardes.
So let's take Ariana Grande. Go online right now and say something. It doesn't have to be mean. Something fairly, I don't know, innocuous. Hey, Ariana Grande, I don't know. I really don't like her music anymore. I think it's kind of fallen off. It won't be all the comments. I guarantee you will get some nasty comments from people who have Ariana Grande posters up in their house. And, oh, I love her. Woo! That's the way it is. Don't let the dirtball hardcores that every fan base has taint you for everyone in it. That's not something smart. All right? We're not done yet. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, getting fired up for the weekend. Now, let's dig into something here. This is a spicy little question. Remember, you can still email your questions during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, right? All right. Jesse, what is the attraction to communism anyway? I've talked about this before. I wrote about it in my book, which is available at jessekellybook.com. Anyway, no, seriously, I talked about it before, that communism is the religion of the malcontent. The religion of the malcontent. Now, what does that mean? Why is it so appealing? Have you ever known somebody, or maybe this has been you in the past, maybe this is you now. I will tell you, this has been me before. Have you ever known somebody who's been consumed with bitterness? I have been consumed with bitterness in the past. I really, really suffered from that really badly when I got back from Iraq. Really, really in a dark, dark place for a lot of different reasons. But somebody who suffers from bitterness, maybe gone through a divorce, a sickness, whatever it may be, the job loss, who knows, whatever. Maybe, like I said, maybe it's been you yourself. What happens when you let bitterness take over is all the worst parts of all of us, all the flawed parts of man, you end up embracing those things. There's something fallen about man. What communism really does is it takes every flawed part of man and it digs into them and it embraces it. All the selfishness, all the envy, all the everything, everything goes for you. The appeal of communism is you take a malcontented person and you aim them at somebody and you tell them that person, that's the cause of your problems right there. That's the human being right there. Go get him. And for a bitter person, that's music to their ears. When I was bitter, fresh out of the Marines, not doing well, suffering, right? Mentally suffering. If you could stand in front of me in that moment and hold up a man, somebody, I don't care, who, pick someone you hate, and you said, Jesse, look at this. You see this guy? He's the one who did it. Well, my list of grievances that I had at the time. You see this guy, Jesse? He's the cause. Oh, man, I would have beat the crap out of him. In the very least, I would have beat the crap out of him. There's my outlet. There's the source of my problems. Bitter people, you've seen this all over the place. All over the place. You'll see this with job loss. For men, job loss is incredibly hard. Not that job loss is easy for women. I'm not saying that, but men are created to be providers. I've been out of work. It affects men in a different way. It really, really does. It hurts us in ways I can't possibly explain. It hurts. You feel like a failure. It's bad. When you, let's say you got done wrong by your employer, laid off, no reason, whatever it may be. You ever talk to somebody like that, or have you ever been that guy? Or maybe a freshly divorced woman, whatever. If you could give that guy who just got laid off from his job, if you could give him a way he could hurt his employer, without his former employer, without going to jail, you think he'd take it? You bet he would. If you could give that woman, husband just ran out on her, took off with the secretary or something, if you could give her a way to hurt him, you think she'd take it? Of course she would. It's part of the reason divorces get so nasty. No, you'll never see your kids again. I got that bitterness takes over, and you just want to hurt and destroy things. You don't want to create. You don't want to build. You want to hurt things. People who end up embracing communism, people who wade into it. In America today, it would be all these cultural Marxists out there. White people are evil. America sucks. Colonizers, this, whatever. These people, they are full of bitterness, and they found an outlet for it. People have a hard time understanding why communists are so capable of destroying so many things so quickly. It's because it's their whole belief system. It's their entire religion. Burn it down. And that doesn't sound appealing to grateful people, contented people. I'm not saying everything's going great in your life right now. You have problems. I have problems. It's life. But you haven't waded into that bitterness and wrapped your arms around it and let it consume you. If you do, hurting things, destroying things, it will become joy for you. You ever talk to a feminist? I hope you haven't, but you ever talk to a feminist? Everyone hates them. But why does everyone hate a feminist? Why? Even other feminists don't like being around feminists. Why? Well, they're bitter. There's nothing positive. There's no sunlight. There's no nothing from them. Because they take joy in tearing things down. What is this Disney thing? Do we have this? Oh, yeah, yeah. The new, I played it for you a couple days ago. The next director of the Star Wars movie. Now, you can yell and scream at this person. This dirty commie deserves all that. But what you're hearing here, successful as she may be, Hollywood movie director, this is a human being through whatever, education, parents, culture, I don't know what, who is consumed with bitterness. And you'll hear it. I'll let the whole thing play. Breaking things, hurting things, making you uncomfortable. That's what brings her joy.
I like to make men uncomfortable. I enjoy making men uncomfortable. Not you. Just, you know, it is important to be able to look into the eyes of a man and say, I am here, and recognize that. And recognize that I am working to bring something that makes you uncomfortable, and it should make you uncomfortable, because you need to change your attitude. And it's only when you're uncomfortable, when you're shifty, when you have to have difficult conversations, that you will perhaps look at yourself in the mirror and not like the reflection, and then say, maybe there is something wrong with the way I think, or maybe there is something wrong with the way I am addressing this issue.
You must understand, to the communist, the world itself is broken and evil. America is broken and evil and horrible. That despicable hag right there will be totally convinced she's the good guy while she breaks everything around her. That's the appeal of communism. Once you let bitterness wash over you, you are a prime candidate. All right? Anyway, let's talk about something wonderful. You know what's wonderful? Napping. You know what's even better than napping? Not needing one. And this is from a top five napper. I'll still nap, don't get me wrong. But I used to, probably 2 or 3 years ago, man, I would run into this wall. 2 or 3 in the afternoon, dude, I've got to go down. I need an hour. I need a half hour. I got to go out. I just run out of energy. I've been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk for a couple years now. Yeah, I can nap. I never need one. I don't need a nap now. I don't need to go to sleep now. That's what happens when you send your T levels up to the moon, fellas, with natural herbal supplements. Get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Ladies, a female vitality stack. All I'm asking from you is 90 days. 90 days. And then I want you to email me and tell me how you feel. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.